Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, the founder of Le Verser Rum, Marco Francis, takes a deep dive into the complementary role of the premium Le Verser Rum in the promotion of destination Seychelles. He says rum is an inherent part of the island's lifestyle. Good afternoon, we're coming to you from the sunny Seychelles, the paradise we call it. And it started here, and you know, we had the privilege of enjoying La Digue. You know, we went to Prale, Mahé, and as we wrap up our trip, you know, everything, they say everything starts with gastronomy, ends with gastronomy. So I've been privileged and been joined by Mr. Francis. He's going to introduce himself, but he's the founder and owner of Le Verser Rum, and it's unique special rum. He will tell us more about it. So, Francis, good morning.
Good afternoon,
Hi, good afternoon, and good afternoon to all the listeners.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Seychelles.
Thank you. It's always good to be back. I'm here with Ernest as well. So, it's always good to be back, and we've gone through the drills of tasting it, and explaining to us the barrel, etc. So you can introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And go into the drink itself.
So basically, my name is Marco Francis.
Okay.
I'm a native of the island of Seychelles, born and bred here. And I will classify myself as an island boy.
Okay.
You understand? You can see by the way we dress in shorts and t-shirts and, you know, and enjoy the weather. But for me, I've always had a passion to create one day my own rum. I'm not an alcohol drinker.
How did you get into the moment of beginning to create your passion for your own rum?
Well, you know, I've been a businessman, and my primary business is in the financial services.
Okay.
But I've always wanted to create something. And being on an island, we surround, and an island is known for rum drinking.
Yes.
And when I was younger, I used to like drinking rum. And I always say to myself, one day I need to create my own brand. And I believe Seychelles kind of has a brand at that time. I believe whatever we create and put the Seychelles label, I believe this could be marketable. Because Seychelles, if you go to Europe or even Asia, even in Africa, Seychelles is classified as a 5-star destination. So if you can link any brand to the destination, it gives it a quality value. But I did not just want it to make a drink, mass production drink that everybody could drink. I wanted to create something that matches the brand of Seychelles, which is luxury. So I had this idea for a very long time to create it. And I remember about 10 years ago, I created my first design bottle. So before I created my rum, I went in the design of the label that I want and the bottle that I want.
Okay.
So I remember 10 years ago, I created my first design bottle, and my brand that I had in at that time was not Le Verser Rum. I called it, I remember, Tropical Rum, because we live in a tropical island. But I didn't create any product for it. I wanted to create the design label. But then nothing happened. But then about 3-4 years ago, I encountered a rum master. And he designed the blend, and he was here in Seychelles. And I encountered him, and I was telling him my dream that I wanted, and one day I wanted to create my own rum. And he said to me, but we could work together and create a blend. So him and I, we sat down, and like we sat sitting down today, and he asked me, what do I want? I said, I don't want to be the same as my competitor. This is the first thing I want to do. So what we did, he told me, okay, give me your competitors. We'll send the competitors to the lab and test it so that we can create something different. So we started. It took us about 1 year to get to the blend that we have here today, the blend that people are drinking. Because you see, the rum, the core base of a rum all rum use the same, because rum comes from the sugar cane. But the secret of different type of rum, it's in the blending and in the aging. And this is when you have. I did not know all that. He taught me all that.
So once you develop your passion from having to do rum into now making that as a business, then you begin to learn the intricacies of it.
Intricacy of it, you see. Okay. So it was a long learning then. So eventually we went back and forth designing the blend. Eventually we reached a blend which I loved.
Okay.
First of all, it was a blend that no added sugar, because I didn't want to add sugar. We wanted to make a blend that you can, because for people who are above 40 years old who enjoy to drink, not to drink to get drunk. So this is one of those criteria that we had. So we created the blend. Now, how do you know if your blend is good or not? I can say it's good. He can say it's good. But the consumer, the people drinking it, who has to determine if the blend is good or not. So what we did 12 bottles of that blend.
You mean one case?
One case has six bottles.
So we did two cases.
So we did two cases. So we did 12 bottles. And in Germany, you have the biggest alcohol fair. So I registered and took a space in the biggest alcohol fair in Germany. And there you have about 40,000 people that comes, and you have all the brands all around the world,
yeah.
Not only rum, but whiskeys, everything champagne. So I took my little space,
yes.
And I took my flight with one of my assistants, and we went with our six bottles. Only six bottles with us.
Really?
Get people to taste, you understand?
Only six bottles.
Yeah, because there you'll have all the connoisseurs of alcohol.
Yes.
You have all the big distributors around the world who comes to see what is there. So we went there, we put our posters, Levasseur Rum, Seychelles. But the feedback was excellent. And all my six bottles finished because we were just giving tasting.
Yeah.
Everything finished. And I got such a positive review. And even big distributors says, we want to sign your brand. From only six bottles, not even went to full production. Not even sold in Seychelles yet, because I wanted to test the international market to see what the connoisseurs, what people who knows alcohol had to say about my rum. And people loved it. They put it as if it's like a bit of a cognac.
Yeah.
You understand? So if somebody wanted to have a replacement of a high-end cognac, they could use Levasseur rum.
Okay. Now, I mean, like you say, Ireland is always associated with the rum and all of that. Now, when we come to Levasseur, which is your rum, what makes you unique, or in terms, in terms of the taste and in terms of the position, what makes you unique for people, to not just tourists, but even people?
To make it unique, every good product, there must be a story.
Yeah.
So, first of all, let's know, why did we get to the name of Levasseur rum? What is Levasseur rum? It's not my surname, because my name is Marco Francis. I could have called it Francis rum. But Levasseur has a history. Levasseur was the name came after a famous pirate called Olivier Levasseur. And he was, before he was a pirate, he was a gentleman, and he was a French guy. And when in the Indian Ocean you have the civil war between the French and the Spanish, the French king gave him a vessel and sent him to the Indian Ocean to fight the Spanish. And he was very good at it. But then after that, after the war finished, the French king recalled all his vessels back to France. And Olivier decided he didn't want to go back to France in the cold weather. He enjoyed the beautiful Indian Ocean island life and thing. So he turned into piracy, and he became a very, very famous pirate. He cruised through the Kenyans, through the whole of Indian Ocean. And because he was a gentleman, he was different. He was just not a guy who uneducated. He was a very educated man. But what became what he was famous for, one of the treasure loot, which is still unfound today, was called the treasure of the Bishop of Goa. So the Bishop of Goa, Goa is a part of India, and at that time was a colony of Portugal. And the Bishop of Goa was coming out from Goa, going back to Portugal. And this time they loot those colonized countries.
Yeah.
And he had treasures diamonds, all precious stones. But one of the things that he had a cross full of gold with precious stones. And it was on the vessel, and it was taken back to the king of Portugal as a gift. But through the journey, there was heavy seas. So they had to decide to unload some weight on the vessel. But they didn't want to unload the precious cargo. So they decided to unload food, cannons, weapons. And then after that, they had to stop on La Réunion to replenish for food and water. So when they came out from La Réunion, after fin impression, Olivier Levasseur seized the vessel without any fights and then hide the treasures in Seychelles. Eventually, he was caught. And the French king gave him a deal. Say, give me the treasure and I'll pardon you. He refused. And when they were hanging him in La Réunion, he threw a piece of paper to the crowd, a coded paper. And he says, those who can decipher the code shall find my treasure. Until now, people are deciphering the code. But still now, the treasure has not been found. It is estimated that the treasure is to the billions of euros today, the value. And you have many people, many nations have been trying to look for it. Until today, no one has found. So this is why I name my rum, Levasseur Rum. Because it is a treasure which is unfound yet. And I say the secret why the treasure has not been found. Because when you deciphering the code, you are missing one element. And that is Levasseur Rum.
Wow, this calls for a toast to, I mean, Levasseur, you know, yes. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So now, basically, if you look at my small bottle,
yes,
there is part of the code in the label.
Okay.
There is part of the code that I put on the label. You can see the code on Google. It's there. It's available.
Wow, great.
And I say the more you drink Levasseur rum and have the code in front of you, you will find the treasure.
Wow, it's always good to know the story behind things, because there's always a story.
Yes.
And once you know the story and how it tilts towards the positioning, and you know, that's how you can be able to look at it. Now, let's look at, yes, the rum, but let's look at, you know, gastronomy in its entirety, especially from Seychelles.
Yes.
So, if typically I ask you that, which of your culinary offerings would match this? I know that, you know, on the island, you know, rum goes with everything. Now, from your experience and from your expertise, how do you position a Levasseur in terms of, for example, food, in terms of everything, in terms of pairing?
Yeah, so basically the pairing of Levasseur rum is a good appetite after a nice meal.
Okay.
So normally people in the hotels, because I sell in hotels, yeah. So you finish a nice grilled fish. You have a nice little dessert of a banana flambé. And now you want to bring this down. Normally what you'll have is a little cognac or a little port. But now we're giving people an option of having a Levasseur rum. So people will tend to drink this rum after a nice meal. Like I said, the rum you can mix with cocktail. It's very good with ginger ale. You can mix it, you understand? But to get the real flavor of it and appreciate the taste of it, it's good after a nice meal.
On the rocks?
Or? On the rocks. Okay. Or if you don't like on the rocks, you want it a little cold, just 2 cubes of ice. So then you can, after a nice meal, you're sitting down. If you smoke cigar, you're having your cigar.
Yeah.
Sitting down with your fiance, your wife, or your girlfriend. Mm. And you're watching the sunset. This is how you drink Levasseur rum. This Levasseur rum is not meant for you to get drunk on it. So if you come to Seychelles and you wanted to get drunk, don't buy Levasseur rum. You're wasting your money. Buy something else. But if you want to relax and enjoy the beauty of Seychelles and enjoy the beauty of your partner next to you, sit down with a glass of Levasseur rum. And the female likes it also, because it's smooth to the throat and they can drink it. So you and your partner can drink it together.
No. This. I mean, you've given a vivid picture of what you know it does. But just on my final bit on Levasseur rum, how do you intend, okay, to make it part of this the tourism offering? because we know that people come here. An island all over the world, as you know, rum is the DNA. It's the first point of call.
Yes.
You know. But in terms of, like you're saying, the positioning and what is, even let me go back, that you said that this is a drink that do not make you hungover. It's important to make this point.
Yes. So basically, with our rum, we don't add any added sugar in it. Mm. So the sugar content is the natural sugar content of sugarcane. But we don't add sugar in it to make it sweet or anything like that. And this rum will not give you a hangover. So you can drink one bottle of it at night, but you will not get the hangover the next day. You will wake up very fit. You understand? And I would be surprised in Seychelles, the female love this rum. They like it.
And what does it tell you?
It tells you that means it's quality, because a female knows quality.
I like that. Now back to my question of using this as a, one of the tourism draws. What is the future for? Because I know it's chic, like you say, is boutique and you know special. But at the same time, how does it fit into the play of the Seychelles tourism drive?
So how it, where does it fit in now? What I've seen over the last 2 years, it has fit in as a gift of Seychelles. Like now we are entering Christmas festival. We have a very top 5-star hotel and they have 30 rooms. They've ordered 30 bottles because we do a special wooden box engraved on it. And they've ordered that to give as a Christmas gift to all their guests. So we have a lot of people also for birthdays. They buy that because we can specialize the engraving on the box with the person's name on it. And they give it as a gift. So Le Vase Rum is moving as a gift of a souvenir from the Seychelles. Where if you want to bring something which has quality, has a taste, is elegant, people buy Le Vase Rum. Because they feel the person, the recipient of the gift, will appreciate that elegance.
Okay. Now, finally, for people who don't have the you know, opportunity to visit the island and they would like to get this rum, where in the world can you lay your hands on?
You cannot.
Oh, so you have to visit the Seychelles.
You have to visit Seychelles, or you can go to our website and we can ship a carton for you. And we have many people around the world who gets us to ship a carton for the special connection. But it is one rum that you cannot buy in any shops anywhere in the world.
Wow. Mr. Francis, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
It's a privilege.
And welcome to, thank you all the listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bravo Brahma Kabara Ibaradlay. Bravo Brahma Kabara Ibarafiri Fane. Ni Bravo Brahma Kilala Kabaradlala.